Welcome to Thrive Radio, expert visionary and innovative business, life, and relationship advice to live a life of doing the impossible with your host, Amy Montgomery.
Have you ever really wondered what your purpose is? If you're going in the right direction, if 10 years from now you're going to be fulfilled and really know that you have achieved your dreams. Well, I'm excited because this week I have actually put up on my website a free download for you that helps you to define what your purpose is, what your gifts are, and helps you to be able to define the direction that you need to go into in order to be fulfilled. So take advantage of that, guys, and you can go to amymontgomery.com to get your free copy. It will only be up for a limited amount of time because it is part of my Thrive coaching. So I'm excited for this broadcast today because I'm going to focus on two very important things that I think that a lot of people set aside when they are establishing their dreams and their goals in life. And this is the main reason why many people find themselves completely unfulfilled. Maybe they have a job that they really strive for. Maybe they get paid really well, but there's just something missing. Maybe you've fulfilled some things in your life, but you're really wondering why it doesn't quite feel right, or why there just seems to be some sort of depth missing to it. So what's really important when we begin to define what we want our dreams and our goals to be and really discover what our purpose is that we take time to assess our principles and our values and make sure that they are aligned. So an example of this would be your values change over time. Your principles never change. Principles are things like do unto others as you would have them do unto you. They're things like don't cheat, don't steal. They're going to be the things that are going to drive your character as an individual. And deep down, what's really important to you when the end of your life, on your deathbed, that you were true to. These are the things that why you do what you do. Because at the end of the day, if one of your values, say, is to have a big screen TV, well, eventually that TV is going to lose its value because a new TV is going to come on the market, new technology will come out, maybe a TV will now be virtual. You just never know. But your principle is never going to change. So if we just go after what we value without it aligning with our principles, then we'll constantly be going after things and goals and things, but never fulfill that principle. The other reason why it's very important to define your principles and truly what is important to you as a human being, you know, who do you want to be known for at the end of your life? What does that look like? That's important because in the process of achieving and going after things, if you are able to stay faithful to your principles and why you do what you do, then even when you face failure, if you fail at something, it's never a failure if it's still going after your principles. So your goals and your dreams then are really fueled by your principles in life. And when you approach things like that, you can then assess your skills, you can then assess your ability, and really put your gift in the right vehicle and be led by your principles. I think that sometimes people really don't sit down and think this out because it can be kind of a daunting task to really think, okay, what does my life mean today? But if you really are honest with yourself as far as what impact do you as an individual want to have in this life? What do you want others to say about you on the day that you die? If it's your funeral, what do you want people to say and remember you by? I think that approaching it from that perspective really allows you to guide your decisions and make wise decisions in what's important. I read today something that said, those who are wealthy have a lot of friends. Those who are in poverty, people run from them. I think that there is some truth there. And it also went on to say that those who give a lot of gifts always have people, you know, around. And I thought that that was kind of insightful because, you know, it's very practical wisdom. And I think that sometimes when we think of wealth and we think of creating wealth in our lives, sometimes there's a stigmatism that you're developing this wealth because you just want things and, you know, you want, especially in the entrepreneur space, you see a lot of stuff on Instagram that's just kind of ridiculous, you know, and the cars and the big houses and all this kind of stuff. But the reality is that for most people, there's a deeper reason as to why they're achieving success. And it usually has nothing to do with those things because those things aren't fulfilling. What is really important is who they are achieving it for. Maybe it's to create a better life for them and their family. Maybe it's so that they never have to be poor again, that they don't have to be in lack. And I think that this phrase that I heard before is, it's interesting because when you have wealth and you're able to give to others, then you do have more friends. You can help more people. And you really have a freedom that people that are in lack and are struggling don't have. And you're able to just give things out. And when you're a generous person, whether it's through financially or through your character as a principal, that brings more people in your life as well. And so when we think about our principles, I think that it goes really into how you do business as well. So you may run a business, but maybe you don't give things out. Maybe you're, you know, that's not one of your principles, or it is one of your principles, but you're not doing it. And so therefore you're not receiving the fulfillment that you would otherwise. And so sometimes we have to look at how we're building our life. And if you don't enjoy the process of what you're building, if you're not enjoying your life as you build your dreams, then there's something missing. There's something, a principle that is being violated. For myself, recently, I kind of went through this whole transition. Do I do life coaching full time? Do I do another position full time? You know, what's really important to me? And I finally came to the decision that I really wanted to be able to give more free stuff out in my business starting out and really be able to invest in a lot of people and not have to worry about the finances. And so I actually work for a TV network and a magazine during the day for four days a week, but it's 4 days a week. And the really amazing thing is it gives me 3 days to do my own business, invest in my social life. And I knew that this was important to me for a really long time, to be able to have more freedom, to be able to invest in relationships that are around me and those are important to me. I just didn't have that in the past and without like taking a major vacation. And one thing that I've realized in my life is how much happier I am because I'm able to invest in what's important to me, that I'm not just, you know, working and doing, you know, your 9 to 5. But I feel like when I'm there, I can be fully present and really enjoy what I'm doing. But then when I'm doing the life coaching, I'm doing my podcast or doing a video, I feel like I can be fully there. Or if I'm having dinner with somebody, I feel like I can be fully there. There's not the pressures that I had previously. I could have gone and went for some big corporate position that I worked 7 days a week and got six figures for, but it would have compromised my principle of relationships being important and having time to invest in my passions and that sort of thing. And so sometimes it's not so much that we want to go after money, but we want to create a life for ourselves. an environment for ourselves and a process for ourselves that we can enjoy. You want to make sure that you're enjoying your life, that you're not just checking things off the list. So I really encourage you today to take an assessment of what your principles are and if your values are in alignment with your principles. And again, if you need help with this, this is all a part of the free download that I have on my website right now. Again, you can go to amymontgomery.com and go through this process. And I really believe that it will be life-changing for you. Well, thank you for listening to Thrive Radio, and I hope that you have a wonderful week.